Today, on This American Dice, temptation. Can Aji resist the allure of a consequence-free life of excess, or is it too good to be true? And what happens when a person who wants to peer into the very depth of mystical knowledge find that those depths are peering back at him? Join us today on This American Dice.
A large city surrounded by green walls and acres of poppy fields. A group of monks travel toward the city, exchanging prayers for whatever alms the poor peasants of the countryside can spare. We fly over the walls of the city through the noble quarter, a beautiful but imposing palace and a foreign-looking minareted estate. North, in the temple quarter, we see the glistening white limestone temple of Amaterasu, the sun goddess, with its 60-foot pole topped with a shimmering golden sphere, and the temple of Diakoku, the fortune of wealth, with its towering statue of the patron god of the city. Next door, in the merchant quarter, we see busy streets with noisy merchants selling wares from all over Rokugan and beyond. On the other side of the Bay of Drowned Honor, the fisherman quarter, dirtier and meaner, sees poorer commoners, meaner gangs, and shabby houses amid the docks and warehouses. We pass by the leatherworkers' quarter as we head downriver. The only building of notice in the home of the Edda, the Untouchables, is the city crematorium. Finally, we arrive at Teardrop Island, the licensed quarter, with its perpetual twilight of hanging lanterns that illuminate fine sake and geisha houses. We follow a man in a basket hat as he's beckoned inside by a beautiful geisha. As he enters, he removes the hat, and we see it was the monk from the beginning. The geisha says, "Secrets." Ryoko Wari, City of Lies. Executive Producer, Jessica HBO.
We're gonna hop back to Aji with the idea that, like, several hours have perhaps passed. And, yeah, you are at a sake house where there is also a lot of gambling going on. And Ogai is there, and he is very excited to throw dice. And he's like, "Please, another round of sake for myself and my friend."
I love this guy.
And he's kind of keeps ordering more drinks. And he's like, "Are you a man who have you been gambling with him?"
"Yeah."
"All right." And he's like, "I'm glad that you're a man who enjoys the finer things of life. I find games of chance to be most exhilarating."
"Yeah, I do also. Never know what can happen."
And he's like, "Oh, indeed." And he says, "Some people look down on it, but they, I've never understood the thrill of this game. Here." And he orders, like, another round of drinks, or, yeah. And he just says, I'm glad that I've found someone such as yourself to accompany me on this, and I'm glad I could share this with you. There are some here that, are a bit rough around the edges, and I'm sure that, the strong hand of the Emperor's justice will keep them from raising their ugly heads again."
"Hey, what'd you say?"
"I'm glad you're here to keep bad people away from me."
"Pretty much."
"Yeah.
Well, just, you enjoy your company."
"Yeah.
How about what we wager? Is this a small wager?"
I would hate to gamble against you. Why don't we just continue to play the house? But, I mean, if you insist."
"Insist? do insist. I want to see what's your favorite with the seven fortunes are.
Sure. So, here is my suggestion. It sounds like you're reading him, as well as playing this game.
Yeah.
All right. So, you guys play dice for a little bit. So I have a dice game if you want to play that in a minute. We can do that. But go ahead and roll your Rita person.
Sagacious.
Real life dice game in this dice game.
Seven
plus...
Seven.
Is it just seven?
Yeah.
All right. So you get to ask what? Two? One. Two. Nope, just one.
Two, one. It's a roller coaster right
there. I know. So you don't have to ask them right away, and like I said, just ask a question and I'll try to answer it according to one of these. It will probably be quicker that way. But, all right, so what are you wagering with this guy?
What, wagering?
Yeah, so since we're doing this as, like, wealth, are you just, like, trying to bet, like, a wealth?
It'd be, like, I guess a wealth, then?
Yeah.
It's one. I've got one to spare.
Okay, cool. So, all right, get three dice, and what we're going to do is we're each going to roll these three dice. The goal is for us to, whoever gets doubles first stops there, all right? So, whoever... Once we've both gotten doubles, whoever has the higher third die wins. If it's matched, then whoever has the highest doubles wins.
Is this always Fortunes and Wins?
No, Fortunes and Wins has like a whole crazy thing, and there's like stickers you put on the dice.
I remember playing this game.
A few folks called it CeeLo. I don't know if that is 100% how you play it, but all right, so... I feel like the way you're actually playing it is there's like a system of like wagering to keep rolling, but we're gonna ditch that. So, all right, first roll.
Oh, you got it.
What'd you get? Did you get any doubles? You did.
You did.
I got two fives and a three.
A pair of threes and a two.
All right, so then Miramoto Ogai wins, and he's like, oh, wonderful. Fortune that truly favors me this evening. Another round of drinks here. Let's say I got this with the winnings. And he orders like another, like, bottle of booze. Right. He's at some point, like, you realize, like, you've been here with this guy for, like, a couple of hours.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's any questions that you've got for him?
Yeah. He's such a lucky man. What kind of trouble did you ever get in? How did you ever even get in trouble if you're so lucky?
There are those who don't like a lucky man, who get upset when someone wins a dice game.
See anyone like that here now?
And he says, this establishment seems most enjoyable. And my fortune has served me fairly well this evening. He's like been up and down like throughout the night. Like he's often down. Like if you're looking at like what he's played. So far, he probably owes the house a chunk of money.
Yeah.
So, and then he says, but there are other pleasures that I'm sure we can find as well. And he, he leans over to somebody who's bringing the bottle of sake over. And say it's like a middle-aged middle-aged woman? No, it's like a younger woman. And he, like, leans over and he kind of, like, whispers something to her. And she, you can hear kind of like, oh, I'm sorry, that's... I'm sorry. Like, she's just kind of like, I'm sorry, and scoots away. And he says, this place has perhaps grown a bit tedious. Why don't we find an establishment that could be more generous, more interesting?
Sounds like a good idea. Let's be on our way.
Excellent. Yeah, and so you guys head out to another location, and we can keep, if you want to ask him any of these questions as you're like walking out of the place.
Yeah. Well, what did you ask the waitress?
Oh, a high roller such as myself could be such as myself and an esteemed member of the city such as yourself shouldn't be treated like a common anyone who walks in off the street. I expect certain accommodations and places unwilling to meet those standards. I simply must leave.
I can understand. So, do you know the name of an establishment that will accommodate those needs?
And he says, oh, perhaps we can find... He's like, my servants had given me a list of some places yesterday, and I'm excited to see, especially with a native of this city. I apologize, with a resident of this city.
What are some of these establishments?
Well, and then as you guys are like walking, you guys are like heading out, and I think like the equivalent of like a hostess is kind of like, oh, you're leaving already? And he just says, like, and he says, your establishment I find to be most unfit and most insulting. Yes, my colleague, the Emerald Magistrate, and I are leaving at this instant. Perhaps when your establishment improves its service, we will deign to grant you our patronage again. Good day, madam. And he'll say, he looks at like a little list of on like a piece of paper that he has, like scratched out on a piece of paper, and he says, these others are in the fisherman quarter, but from what I understand, there's quite a lot of excitement there to be had.
I wouldn't be caught dead there. I'm afraid I can't join you if you plan to go there.
He says, there are, from what I understand, establishments that could certainly offer things that perhaps here are not.
I'm sure there are other better places.
He says, certainly. Well, if you have a suggestion, that might be wonderful.
Do I? Yes. I heard this place called the House of the Morning Star. You should go visit there.
Oh, and he says, "Is that's in the licensed quarter?"
Yes, it is indeed.
Oh, wonderful. And he says, I think he'll say, once he says, like, that's in the licensed quarter, and you say it is indeed, he says, I was looking for someplace perhaps a bit more exciting and less sedate. The floating world often seems as though one was underwater, slowed down, quieted. I crave a vibrance that I think the floating world does not always permit.
It's dragons. So poetic.
Here, I believe this place If the fisherman's quarter displeases you, I believe that this location is not quite there. And he has you head to like another place in the merchant quarter.
I want to go to show the
other place.
Yeah. I think it's going to be called the Emerald Cup.
All right. I want to keep running with this, but I also want to hop back to you. And there is one obvious duh situation to bring them together, which is that they go to this place.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And that it's the first time you're, like, checking that out at night.
That could work.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So you guys head to this place, and it's kind of the same deal. There's, he gets there. He's, there is like a dice game going on. He kind of gets in on this dice game. He's kind of up and down a bit. He's definitely getting quite a few bottles of sake. He's definitely drinking a good amount. And just having you like whatever you want, he's putting on his tab. And, yeah. I'll say this place, what is it called? The Emerald Cup. The Emerald Cup is just a two-story building in the Merchant's Quarter. It's kind of up on the northern end of the Merchant's Quarter. And we'll say it is in a neighborhood known as I don't know how important this is to you.
It's important, okay.
It's important, man. I need this.
It's Mattis.
In the two gates neighborhood. It's a two-story building. It's kind of unobtrusive. It is a place that has they don't really have a sign outside. They maybe just have just in green paint, it says on the door, cup. The place looks like it's been taken care of, but isn't particularly nice.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go inside, there's like dice games that are going on. Usually, when you enter, there's like kind of like a little like sake, like you go in like a bar, and then there's usually like some kind of wall, and then on the other side of that, there's, like, tables and that kind of thing, so that if anybody was to wander in off the street, it's not immediate what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and there's maybe, like, four or five of these.
Are you not supposed to be gambling?
Gambling's allowed in certain places that have, like, licenses.
Mm-hmm.
We'll address whether this place is licensed or not at some point.
Sure.
So, I also think, in case anyone has a problem with it, then it's just on the other side of a wall. It's the equivalent of, like, oh, well, he's got it in a paper bag. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's drinking. But you can get a drink there. They just have sake. They probably have some, like, liquor as well. Nothing, like, real, real fancy. There's a few, like, dice games going on. And there's an upstairs area as well. There's kind of, like, a second story to things.
What's up there?
Oh, sounds like it's a read a situation deal.
Sure. Ten.
All right.
Well, what should I be on the lookout for?
This place seems to... what should you be on the lookout for? Depending on how open you are about being a magistrate, this place seems to have some stuff that's, like, illegal that's going on there that is, that people definitely wouldn't want, would definitely be nervous about magistrates being around.
Mm-hmm.
And, pretty easily, I think that you can, and it's funny that you were just coughing, you definitely get, like, a whiff of, like, that, like, weirdly perfumed smoke. That you're like, I'm fairly positive that's opium, and I'm not sure if your character's been around it before, but it's like, It has almost like an incense-y smell to it, which is this... No one's praying in here. Like, weird that that would be coming from inside one of these rooms upstairs.
Oh, that's what's coming from upstairs, probably?
So upstairs, there's almost... you can almost kind of see down into the area where people are gambling, and there seem to be a series of rooms up there.
Just looking around, I guess, who would be in control here?
There seems to be kind of a... there seems to be an older woman who is... who seems to be telling everyone what to do. Seems to periodically be telling people what to do. And someone will... You'll see, like... there's, like, maybe the equivalent of waiters or waitresses... servers in some kind of way will sometimes go to her, they'll leave a customer, they'll go to her, talk to her about something, almost always like checking in with her constantly. Like she seems to want to be the one coordinating or organizing whatever's going on.
Be the best. There's the way in to
the front door. Oh, jeez.
No. I guess the goal is to set it up as like a an information. Collection place.
So. Okay. Yeah, you'd have to talk to that woman. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll do that then.
All right.
I might, you know, stay for a drink or so, and then after a minute or so, go over there.
Okay. So yeah, you can get a drink. The people in here are mostly peasants or mostly. Commoner, so it's a lot of merchants. Some folks seem to come in who have some money. In regard to security, you've seen a few guys wander through who you maybe saw a few guys like wander through. You don't see any like security guards or a bouncer or anything like that, but you see a few people wander through who seem like kind of like tougher looking guys, and at least one of them has like a tattoo on his arm of a flex bicep.
Fireman, yeah.
And who you guys encountered before, the strong arm fireman. And, but so they, but yeah, you can get a drink, and afterwards, if you approach this woman, her name is, she just goes by Auntie.
I think I'm going out of my way not to seem like I'm a magistrate. Or probably even a Bayushi.
Okay.
But, I guess, do you own this place then?
And her answer is like, no, I just make sure everyone's comfortable. That's what a kindly old aunt like me is supposed to do, is to make sure everyone's having a good time and everyone's comfortable.
You see, everyone seems they're having quite the relaxing night.
Absolutely. Those men are enjoying themselves. Those people over there are enjoying themselves. that young couple over there are enjoying themselves. And the only person who seems to be looking for something, how could I help you? I'm trying not to do the same old person voice.
That's great. I was actually looking for you. I was hoping maybe when you're not so busy, I could have a word with you in private.
And she's like, oh, for my customers, there's always time for a word here. And she's like, again, I don't know how this would quite be set up, but she can kind of, like, pull you off to, like, the side near a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like a portion of the bar where there aren't people directly sitting there, so you can kind of talk somewhat away from prying ears. And she's like, let me get you a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, like pours you some sake.
So... I guess, have you spoken to the patron of this place?
She says, oh, she gets a little cagier, and, she kind of says, there's no need to worry about that. It's like, she says, all of that business detracts from the fun.
I was hoping it would be more fun. In fact, maybe assume he did something in paper or something, and I'd slide that open. It's like, oh, that's me.
Oh, I think she'll just ask you like, what's your name, dear?
Yeah, just. Mayushi Tayo.
And I think she changes her tune.
Mm-hmm.
Is the deal. And she's like, oh. And she's like, well. And she'll pour you another drink. And she says, My patron has always been very kind to me, and I've always counted my blessings for to be so lucky to be in a thriving city.
I hope that none of that will change anytime soon.
She says, well, if there's any... Yes. But if there's anything I can get for you, please let me know. And she says, of course, whatever wares you might need, feel free to partake.
Appreciate that. Maybe say something along the lines of, I hope you can, it seems you know everything going on in here. I hope if there's any, if any rumors might, come by, that let me have those too. I guess there's a better way to say that.
Absolutely. If there's anything that'll help you out, whatever you need.
Yeah, I think the income will certainly be nice, and especially helping all of these people have a good time. Especially anything that might help in my specific duties, that would be even better.
Absolutely. And I think that's when Ogai and Aji come in. And so you guys head on in. And
care to say your catchphrase?
Whoa.
Aji it is. No. So you guys come in, and it's the same deal. He sits down, starts running up he enters a game, orders a bottle of, and he's like, Miss, you A bottle of your finest sake. I believe this establishment will do quite nicely for us this evening, my good friend. And he'll sit down to a game.
Is this in the back room then?
Where they're gambling. Which is probably where you are, but just like off to a side. The place isn't huge, but it's...
This place is... What do you say? Kinda... unusual. It's not... No, it's kind of not even supposed to be here. Right?
Are you telling that to Ogai?
Yeah.
And he says, I have heard that this was an establishment that could be quite exciting. I'm not sure of their particulars in regard to licensure, but I guess that would be more of your or the local magistrate's concern.
You brought me here with knowing that?
And he says, if there was a problem, I assumed you would surely guide me away from any danger.
You're right. Well, let's continue.
Here, perhaps...
Let's stop discussing such matters. Let's enjoy ourselves for the moment.
Oh, this sounds wonderful. And, so he plays for a little while. And then he does the same kind of thing where he leans over and he whispers to one of, like, the kind of, like, waitresses who, like, brings over some of the sake. And she pops away. And then she comes back, and he's like, "Oh, excuse me, I." And he's like, "If you'll excuse me, I'll be gone not too long." He's like, "Surely Miss, my friend here can be helped as well in this capacity." I'm going to say the three that you got from before, you didn't really utilize those questions. So if you want to use any of those, still you can. We can say you still have that three hold from before.
Sure.
So,
what should I be on the lookout for?
This dude is definitely wanting to have a good time. This dude has doing a lot of gambling. Doing a lot of drinking, so he's probably a little more drunk than I may be playing him off as here. He seems to want something, and he's going up pretty sure he wants to pay to have sex with somebody. And that this woman seems to have given him the answer that he wanted. But you notice one thing, he definitely did not pay for any of the stuff at the last place.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that.
And do I see these kids?
Probably. Yeah, probably. See, this guy kind of makes like a big enough ruckus.
To just yell out. That was a magistrate. Let's see.
Yeah.
So he's trying to go off with a...
Yeah, I think he's like going to like head upstairs with this waitress.
The lady of the night?
Vampira.
Let's see. What's the... Which enemy is the most vulnerable to me?
Which enemy is the most vulnerable to you? Enemy is the most vulnerable to you. At the moment, you don't seem to have any enemies here per se. But you could...
sobriety.
Yeah. So, you survey the landscape of this bar and kind of look around and say... You're reading Rita situation questions, I just realized. And your role was a Rita person role.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
So you're talking to this, you're talking to this guy. But yeah. So... but yeah, you look around and are like, oh, I could take anybody in here.
Uh-oh. I'm supposed to be reading a person.
Yeah, this was like your conversation with that guy.
Uh-oh. Why don't I just read a situation?
Well, you already asked the one question. Just ask the other question. Just say it was that, and then instead.
The same stat.
Same stat. Let's see. Who's in charge here?
Who's in charge? You notice that that woman that he talked to went up and talked to an old lady at the bar, and you look over at her at the bar, and Taya was there.
And his mask? Seen a hat?
I don't think I'm disguised or anything. I think when I see, like, just dramatically, when we, like, make eye contact, I just hold up, like, my sake bowl, or is it bowls or cups? Yeah. Oh. Like, toast to you.
Yeah. I can raise my cup. Also. So I ask who's in charge, and it's Tile.
It seems to be, like...
At least that old woman seems to be pretty in charge. But that old woman, and she's very specifically talking to him.
Well, it's kind of odd. Let's interrupt them.
You loaded up your question again.
Oh.
Go answer hunting.
Did the dragon already leave?
He went upstairs. Like, I think so. That guy, he was with somebody, and that guy like went upstairs. Mm-hmm. Back to the temple quarter. What are you most looking for?
Well, maybe if somebody's awake, and also like outside, I would talk to them. But honestly, nothing. I guess. Like,
okay.
I just wanted to see if anything is happening, basically, because of related to
in the
winking moon.
In the temple quarter, things are very, very quiet. So at night, there's not a lot that goes on. There's people kind of like maybe going through the temple quarter occasionally, but even that's not too
big of a thing. Temple quarter is this kind of like diamond shape, and
for the most part the monk's duties and that kind of stuff are done in the day, and so like when it's like late at night, the temple quarter is very quiet.
Well, then maybe I will seek the wisdom of the kami and see if they can guide me toward an answer.
Okay.
About this situation.
Oh!
I got a 4.
Oh, no. You get an experience, though.
Yeah. When you hit the double arrows, is that the level up?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Should be your 5th one, I think.
Yeah. On the 5th one, you
square
advance. All right. So, you hear that whispering wind, like, mm-hmm. beckoning you.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it's very, very quiet, but it starts to get kind of louder for a while. And,
it's so quiet in this temple quarter that now I'm looking around trying to find why all of a sudden it's so noisy.
With wind whispering?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get it.
Like, I get flustered. Like, what is this chaotic noise?
It sounds at first, like, very far off in the distance. And I think you kind of, like, if you follow this sound, as you get out of the temple quarter, it kind of pulls you into the merchant quarter, and then over the dragon bridge. What do they call the dragon bridge? Not super important, but over the dragon bridge towards the, I'm sorry, it's the bridge of drunken lovers, I apologize, into the fisherman's quarter. And there's a... I think you see a... I think it kind of, like, pulls you away, and you hear a whispering that says, like... You're searching for something.
You're right. I feel like I say that a little too loudly.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, I like the idea that I was kind
there's
of driven here.
There's a thunder guard that's like, huh? Me?
Yeah. Oh, no, never mind.
I like the idea that I was, like, driven here, like, to everyone else, there's nothing, but to me, it was just like this roaring whisper. It's almost...
It's definitely gotten louder as you've headed out, like, through the merchant quarter and over this bridge. It definitely seems like it's gotten louder. And it says, and you hear just like, oh, I know. You're looking for something. I'm sure.
I'll try out my new move, which sounds like it's the same thing, but it's really different. That one was called Wisdom of the Kami, but this one is called the Kami's Wisdom. Totally
different
move. It really is different. So, probably a better name would be good. I'm just going to do it. All right, that's 7. So on this one, you choose one. You call upon the Kami of the air, hear the voices of those who are here recently. Or you call upon the Kami of the earth, you clearly see the steps and path of anyone who is here recently. Or you call upon the Kami of fire, you clearly see the actions of anyone who is here recently. Or you call upon a Kami of water, see a vision of those who are here recently. You cannot hear them. Basically, I get to see briefly into the past through the eyes of a Kami. But only one aspect.
Let's get to this in a minute and resolve something else.
Fair.
You just hear like what happened in your house was terrible. So much blood.
Is it, am I like, oh, like, there's nobody here, right?
So there are people around in the fisherman's quarter especially. Like, there are people, like, about, like, you've encountered, like, several Thunder Guard guarding the different gates, the different sides of the bridge. There are definitely people, like, kind of going about their business in the fisherman's quarter. It's way quieter than in the day. There's maybe a few, like, sake houses that are very clearly, like, real raucous.
But... Well, do I get the impression that I'm hearing the voice of a Kami?
So, yeah, you're definitely hearing a spirit's voice, like, talk to you, and it's guided you this way.
Certainly evil spirit.
And you hear, it's kind of, like, brought you as you keep going forward. And then there's just the voice kind of stops, and you look, and you're standing next to, like, a dead horse. Or like a mule that's just dead and that doesn't seem to have been picked up yet by anyone.
The city has many secrets, and I seek answers to only some of them.
So I could just... I you're so upset by what happened today. I want to help you. What are you looking to find?
I seek peace for those troubled. I seek including my friend Ishii, and I seek those responsible for the murders that I've been tasked to solve, and I seek to fulfill my duty to the Emperor.
I feel so bad. I can help you with that. I can help you get the wisdom that you need to fulfill your duty and to help your friend. I can tell you the things that will help you complete your job here in the city. Make you strong enough to know what to do.
Well, I seek the Kami's wisdom frequently, and I appreciate when you when you grant me your guidance every day. What more could I ask of you than that?
That's nice. Oh, you ask the same questions. You ask the same questions so many times. You've asked these questions, and we want to answer. We want to help you, and I feel so bad that we can help you. You just have to give us a little something.
Your soul.
I give
it to stop.
I give much to the Kami. What is it you require of me?
So you've prayed, and your prayers are so beautiful, and your conviction is so strong. It just needs one more step to center it and get it right. And you have to understand. That's why I brought you here. You have to understand how this world, the body you're in, all connects with the spirits that guide the elements. Connect to the heavens. All of that has a connection. And it connects and comes to us. Coalesces in humanity. That's what you need to understand. Stand. As gross as disgusting as this thing, this sight might be. And it kind of like draws your attention to this dead, rotting horse that's covered in flies. So I brought you here. I know it's repulsive, but until you understand how all of the elements coalesce into humanity, you won't fully understand the wisdom of the Kami. It says, every drop of blood in your body is water and earth, fire. Every word you whisper, air. It all comes together. If you share a little bit of that with me, I can give you so many more answers.
Alright, I need to read a situation. Was that kind of reading a person? But I need to.
Yeah, this sounds like reading a person.
I feel like he might have crossed the line, this Kami.
Yeah, so. Go ahead, and would you want to use that blessed roll you had just to read a person?
Well, that wouldn't have been a 7. I mean, because it's sagacious to read a person.
Right. I think in this case it would make sense to roll blessed with this.
Okay.
Given that you're talking to something that isn't a person at the moment.
Yeah.
In the traditional sense.
So I'll take the 7.
Okay.
And
it's like you're looking for something. You wandered this city. It's watched you. Your friends are so stressed. You're starting to doubt one another. I can put you on the right path.
I guess I want to know what this being intends to do.
It intends to help you if you'll give it some of your blood.
Do it. Sounds great. Perfect.
I mean, that's what it said.
This is the greatest idea.
Do I have any reason to believe there might be more to it than that?
you're a Shigenja. It would be stupid for me to say this. You know that blood is not involved in any Rokugani rituals, like magical rituals.
That's true. I mean, I could be the chosen one that's a Kami.
Oh, I like.
I'm gonna ask it.
Mm-hmm.
First, can you show me with this? And I'm gonna very hesitantly take some horse blood. Wipe it on my fingers.
Clock to drop.
Take this.
So, a creature like that doesn't have the same connection to the Kami as you do. A holy man. Its blood can nurture crows and rats and flies. But it can't feed the spirits of the earth. The air. It doesn't have the connection to what binds all of us together.
Do it.
If the Kami now speak to me of giving blood, then the Kami I have known have left me.
This is a city with so many inhabitants from so many different places. The wisdom that you seek doesn't come merely one way. There are so many other avenues to find it. As there are so many people from so many other lands here in this city.
What manner of Kami do you claim to be?
He says, I'm a spirit that's bound together, that binds together just like you, all of these elements. I'm everything that lies in between and everything that holds them together.
One night
which, is usually,
comes
which is usually how void is described.
Void coming. That's probably fine.
I'm going to say, one night a demon comes into my house. The next one comes directly to my ears. I will not fall into the same destiny as Ichi. And I don't know...
I don't like what you're insinuating, but okay.
I don't want to end up murdering some person.
I like the choice you're making, but make it sound says, like I'm a demon boy. And I don't know if I'm okay with that.
It says you are so unwilling to look past what you already know. How will you ever learn anything else? Let me tell you this. And it starts, like you hear the whispers start to move back toward, like across this bridge. And it just says, you live in the house of a man who was murdered. So how is it that house was so adorned? So, do you not make the same salary he does? He did.
I don't know if I can shut this thing off, but I'm kind of done. Like, At this point, I don't believe anything it's saying. And
I think that's the last thing it has to say to you, really, as well. So,
all right. So I'm going back to the temple quarter, mm-hmm. and I'm just gonna like sleep like a homeless person.
Okay.
I'm hoping that like. I don't know. I feel like I need a shower, but not in water, and like some kind of like pure surroundings.
Sure.
So I'm just gonna sleep somewhere spiritually safe, at least as I imagine it to be.
Okay.
Maybe like so cool. Every like 50 feet or so on the way back, I like wipe more off on something, and like with increasing discomfort.
Okay. I think. Go ahead and make a face roll.
That kitty cat is excited about it.
Yeah. 10. It's pretty good. Pretty good number.
All right, so so you are going to take a face.
All right. Take a face. And I think what starts to abound is... there are folks who see you kind of like... The assumption is just that you got super shit-faced mm-hmm. and passed out in the street. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that that's the rumor that starts to circulate a little bit. Like, oh, this guy mm-hmm. just got, must have been hammered because he was just passed out in the road.
Oh, and that Thunder Guard heard you talking to yourself?
Yeah, and I think that that helps it. But it's just like, yeah, this guy was real drunk.
Got mistaken for old guy.
What? You're right. No one.
You guys are there.
Oh yeah.
At the bar.
I can try and read the song too.
No, you don't look
hurry. Oh, so are you enjoying yourself, Algie?
Yeah, I suppose. What are you doing here?
Oh, well, actually, I was trying to just see, get more acquainted with the city, I guess. Are we in like a private area, sort of?
You guys can be, if you want, you can be at the bar in the same way that you were at the bar with Auntie.
Okay.
You could just ask to go upstairs somewhere and be out of the way of everybody.
It's like, maybe we should speak in private upstairs.
Like in a champagne room or something?
Something like that. I think I might go into one of these opium rooms and so maybe just like get the fuck out of here.
I think when you go up there, the first thing is once you go upstairs, you can definitely smell opium smoke. You know what it smells like for sure, and you definitely smell it. There are people upstairs smoking opium. So, there might be kind of a room where just a few people are in there and kind of like just quietly smoking opium and just kind of like lazing about. Mm-hmm. And would you...
Might politely just like, oh, could you give us a moment, please?
Ooh. Could you roll a bold move for me for that?
Ooh, that's real bad.
Do it.
That's bad.
Oh. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think you, go to do that, and, I think it said you end up walking in on Ogai.
Okay.
Miramoto Ogai, who is, just in bed with one of the waitresses.
Possibly.
Probably. And, I think he says something, like, real kind of vulgar. Like, oh, my friend, wait your turn, just a moment. And you're like, or maybe you're not. So, but he, yeah, but he's like, he says like, I will be down. I will return to the bar in just a moment, and yes, and it'll be your time.
Okay. So then, I guess I'll go to another room.
But yeah, eventually, if you, Auntie will get your room that's empty.
Okay.
It has that, like, incense-y kind of opium smell.
Sure. And then I'll say, like, yeah, I was, actually able to acquire this establishment. And I was hoping you might be able to help me because, you know, I think we've been getting off on the wrong foot. I think, I mentioned before, there's been tension between us, you and I, Aji, and I don't know why. I want to, hopefully make things easier. I know that, you have certain, hobbies that I've noticed, and I think, not quite like our friend we just saw, but a different sort, more common to this city, and I wanted to make sure that you had a safer place to pass the time if you ever wanted to, especially a place safe from, hopefully, prying eyes, you know, from the rest of the city that might look down on someone in our position indulging in such ways. So I wanted to make sure that you come here whenever you need to, without any secrecy.
Did you ever think that I wanted to be watched?
Well, I can't imagine. I don't think most people do, but it's, fortunately, I've grown up around rumors, and they seem to find me no matter what I do. And, that was also another thought of mine, getting hold of this establishment, to hopefully, especially if you're spending time here, maybe we could, a place like this also attracts rumors, and maybe if you're also here, if you hear anything, it might be able to help us, especially when Ishii and I went to the Fisherman's Quarter and the Merchant's Quarter last month, at some point in the past.
Sounds about right, yeah.
We found it difficult to go unnoticed, but if you're already going to follow your hobbies anyway, then maybe in this safe place it could be, even if you were noticed, and I'll do it my best to make sure that the wrong people don't hear about it, but maybe if you become a common face here, it might be a better place for you to hear these rumors.
Sounds like you're trying to manipulate him.
Yeah.
You're offering him, that you're offering him something.
Yeah, I guess that's relatively true. This is about vice, right?
Yeah.
So I think, I'm trying to manipulate someone, tell them what you want. So I think I want, you just, like, hang out here and, not in the license quarter, so that we're not embarrassed or anything. And so that you can also listen to these rumors.
What?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but what if that's not my intentions?
Well, that's why I'm manipulated. But yeah, you still get an option. Let's see. Depending on this roll, if I don't fail. If I do fail, though, I advance again, so actually I can go with either. 8, 9, 10 with my vice bonus.
Okay. So if you go along with this, you'll get an experience point, Aji.
If you're like, oh, I'm not interested, then you'll have to make a defy danger roll.
But you get a sweet, sweet experience point if you're cool with it.
I have to refuse.
Damn, I worked all that work for nothing. Aji, don't you understand this is your dinner that I had with these two?
But defy danger.
The entire opium done to have dinner with him. He just had his wife act for us.
Yeah, I blackmailed a guy to give me a building for you.
Flinch, hesitate, or stall.
Alright.
MC can offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice.
Alright, so.
Did you do that at the cliffhanger? Or?
So I think that's. I think that just leaves us at the point where, you know, you can. Oh, you can get out of this by simply vehemently asserting that you have nothing to do with this kind of vice. So you can get out of it, but you'll have to, like, put out there, I have nothing to do with any of this.
I would accept if I could get an answer for a question.
What?
I have a question.
Like, read me?
I need to know something. If I get the right answer, I would agree. Want to know? It's like, is Yobu okay with this establishment here?
Who?
The governor.
Oh.
Who knows?
She tends to like things being kept in the license quarter. That's why I was like, you should probably go to the Morningstar.
Well, I'll say, if you ask that in character, you're asking in character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Tyra will be, well, you saw how efficient the governor is. I think if she didn't want this place or places like it to exist, it wouldn't. If all that talk about rumors, I said another one I heard was that the former patron used to be Bayushi Korochiko. He was the prominent person in the city, so if someone with stature as great as he could have this place unmolested, I don't see why I couldn't and why you couldn't. Or anyone else, like your samurai friend in the other room, could go to it from time to time.
Right.
I think as long as we make sure that it's just seen as rumors.
Can I make a roll?
Well, we still haven't. We already made the defy danger roll, and then you were offered another. So you had a choice. You made a choice. Then you had another choice, and you said, "What about that first choice?"
Oh, I thought we already did that.
We did. So that's okay. So we're sticking with that. All right. So your options are, and I'll give you another option to this because I only put one option out there on the table, really. So you can just absolutely deny that you have anything to do with like the vice and that kind of stuff. Or, oh, this is easy. You can totally deny what's going on. Or, you're in a position where you got to make a love move.
Okay.
That's really easy.
I was going to suggest that to you.
Yeah. So,
because you're literally something that you love is kind of what's on the table right now.
Yeah, let's make that love move.
All right, so first love move of the game, I think, right?
Yeah.
I think we might have.
A samurai's life is defined by the conflict between love and duty. What one personally desires and what is expected are constantly at odds. When you interact with the object of your desire or in a situation where your beloved may be affected by your actions, roll plus love. So this is like a harm roll where lower rolls are better. Depending.
Yeah.
6 and 1 is 7.
All right.
And it's just a straight thing at the moment. So on a 7 and 9, you choose one. Your emotional reaction gives away your love to someone of the MC's choice. You flee from your emotions, causing you to neglect a duty. You devote your next few days to creating a work of art with poetry secretly dedicated to the object of your love. You go immediately to the object of your love's side, abandoning your allies or current duties.
Mm-hmm. Those are all good.
I think the work of art would just be a bender. Same as the other ones.
Yeah.
I don't really understand.
Yeah, I feel the last two are just benders.
So the last two is like... The title offers a choice, and I just pack the pipe.
It's just like, what's up? Well, I'm gonna leave.
This temptation is too great, and it says you go immediately to. So
if you're gonna like leave and start smoking,
so you can turn down his offer, but it's then like it's like, oh no, thank you. Good day, sir. And I think then, I think our closing shot is him just smoking opium.
We don't see that for a couple days.
This choice is kind of ridiculous, but...
Well, I mean, you are an opium addict, so that's, addiction.
All right. The first option on a 7 to 9, your emotional reaction gives away your works perfectly for this, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like other people know that you're addicted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go with the first one. Someone else can find that. I like opium.
I think that,
that's exactly what I was trying to avoid. Come on.
Madman.
Yeah, I think that, then the last shot that we see is where you're like, you kind of get defensive about it. And the audience sees, but maybe the characters don't. Auntie just like looks over and is like raises an eyebrow at the conversation that you're having.
Or maybe it's like just so loud that she comes in or something.
It's just she like redirects some customers like away from the conversation and kind of turns back and raises an eyebrow.
Zooms out above the merchant's quarter as we hear the whispers of wind become louder. Dust and fallen leaves swirl up as Ugray returns to the noble quarter. The winds follow him high above. But when he arrives at his destination, the dark winds depart for another, more promising target. Behind a noble's house, we see a group of commoners digging. They unearth strange ruins covered in serpentine sigils. A spectacular find! Says a very old man dressed in the dingy robes that are vaguely the colors of the Phoenix Clan. The wind swirls louder still as we see a man looking on with the old Phoenix Shigenja. His features suggest he is foreign, but his eyes suggest he is hungry, that he wants something more.
don't know what he's drinking. So,
I don't know who's on the other side of that glory hole.
Yeah, I don't know. That woman's whiskers felt wonderful. Maybe it was a catfish. Maybe that's what happened to Manti Te'o. Anyway, that's a timely reference. Anybody? Nothing? Okay. It's like if you just
give a rat grabs a piece of it.
And it has a pizza and it goes away. Oh, wait. So.
A turtle there.
There's a pizza underneath.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of. Yeah. Yeah, there is maybe. Maybe something gross like that is happening where it's like you look closer and there is like a rat or something like eating it. Eating at it. And it's like.
The entire little Caesar's pizza.
Yeah.
You're like, rat, that's too much.
It's on ready.
Pizza, pizza. This podcast is brought to you by.
This episode.
It's hot and ready.
Cool. Which blood?
Yeah. Just get in there.
I probably wiped that.
Just Leonardo DiCaprio style. Get in that horse.
All right. Edda eyebrows raises over her head.
Mm-hmm. I was going to make a joke, this strong brow fireman. Anyway, but if you kind of like survey the landscape here.
Landscape?
Mm-hmm. You survey the landscape.
City of Lies is Tone as Kakita Aji, Brandon as Hida Ishii, David as Bayushi Tayo, Andrew as Agasha Yugure, and Austin as your game master. The theme music for City of Lies is Mission of Danger by Lobo Loco. Additional music for this episode includes Petrarch by Midair Machine and Japanese Doll by Yaka Enema. This American Dice, Ryoko Wari, City of Lies, uses the City of Lies box set by Greg Stoles, published by Alderac Entertainment Group. The mechanics used is a modified PBTA system by Brendan Taylor of Galileo Games. Join us next time for more This American Dice.